Welcome to episode 25 of the NADPOD Pomo Challenge. Today, I'm reflecting on the word kinship. Today's artwork is a visualization of kinship depicting two ethereal figures entwined in a serene and soulful embrace, with their forms flowing together in warm, radiant colors that speak to the heart's profound connections. Kinship is the silent union of souls where we find the echoes of the past, seeds of the future, and language of growth spoken in the heart's whispers. When we think of kinship, we usually think of relationships bound by blood or familial ties, including relationships formed through marriage, adoption, or other connections. The word kinship comes from the Old English syn, C-Y-N-N, meaning family relates or kind. It was combined with ship, adding state, condition, or quality of being something to the word. Kinship has always been a central point for familial and social organization. Some cultures will emphasize the matrilineal or the patrilineal descent as part of the kinship structure. Many indigenous cultures include nature and the environment in kinship. The practice is like an acknowledgement of the interconnectedness of all of us. In a world that feels so often like it's ready to come apart at the seams as people line up on the us or them sides of issues and beliefs, it's difficult even to begin to comprehend the idea of shared kinship and interconnectedness with each other. Researchers have determined that most of the world's population traces back to two possible common ancestors. Studies in the maternal and paternal lineage determine them. The two ancestors were not necessarily alive in the same era. DNA studies have shown that vast genetic variation can be found within populations, not between them. That indicates shared origin. If we look at many creation stories, like the biblical story of Adam and Eve, they also tell of common ancestors and the population spreading out from them. Imagine if the research is accurate and we could trace our family tree back to those common ancestors. The only real question about our kinship would be where we appeared on the family tree relevant to each other. The idea brings form to our interconnectedness. In a perfect world, that shared kinship would be a siren call for each of us to reach out in mutual support and understanding to share the journey of growth personally and spiritually. Deep in our consciousness, we're aware of this kinship. It's our connection across time and through the divine. It's a cosmic dance of our souls, with or without our awareness. We find it expressed in the longing for peace on earth. We're not always consciously aware. It's a longing as old as the universe. Thank you for listening to today's reflection on the word kinship. I enjoy exploring each daily word and sharing my thoughts with you. Visit nishalsinlovingit.com if you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter or the Prompt a Day email list, which includes the daily words. I'm Shadows Pub, wishing you a great day, and oh, bye, Wilma.